Hello, and welcome to the second episode I've recorded in, how many days here? When did I record last? Sunday or Monday? I don't know. It's the second one in a week. Thank you for listening, as always. The last one sounded a little bit better, as I'm still playing with the sound a little bit. I just have to back off from the microphone. And remember, you can turn up your volume if you need to hear me better. So, it's a Friday night. It's the end of August. And I believe I've spoken before on one of these shows how the end of summer, September in particular, is typically a down time for me. I do feel blue. Almost every year this time of year, at least for a little while. I recognize it. I cope with it pretty well. And as summer is quickly coming to a close, it's important to take a moment to reflect on the fun moments we all had and on the experiences that allowed us to grow. However, we should also have the courage to not get caught up in the moments that didn't go as well, and accept that it's crucial for us to take the next step in our journey. This fall and the last quarter of our calendar year are approaching. In the past, it seems like a lot went wrong in my life around this time of year. I remember one year when I was 21 and worked all summer to pay for rent, tuition, and other bills. I worked so much that I had little time off to enjoy myself. When I had a day off, I didn't have enough money to go and do something really fun, so I told myself at the time. And it was just a lonely summer living in a college town where most students went home for the summer. I remember reading a lot, going for walks. Heck, I didn't even have a television to numb my thoughts. I listened to a lot of music. I listened to the same 10 or so CDs over and over again, and I never complained. There'd be times I'd walk to the bar, but I was typically by myself and didn't really know how to engage with other patrons. As mentioned before, I had very little money, so I could never afford more than a couple of beers. I was as lonely as I had ever felt and had very low self-esteem. I remember the last Saturday before classes started back up, I was driving around and remembered I had to buy books for my classes. And this was not a good feeling because I really didn't have the money to buy them. I knew I had to ask my parents or my boss for extra money, which just I dreaded asking people for money. And then I had this beating up myself moment of asking myself, why didn't I save enough money over the summer to buy these books? I mean, why am I just realizing this now? And how stupid could I be? I told myself. I started to panic due to the fact I wasn't going to be prepared because I was being so due to my irresponsibility. Then, you know, I'm in my car, and a few minutes later, the clutch of my car broke. This was also a summer where my car was breaking down a lot. And at that point, I just banged fist on my steering wheel and cried. I worked so hard, sacrificed my own happiness for the entire summer, only in my eyes, to have this feeling of nothing. I felt like I had nothing. Nothing to show for my efforts and sacrifice. I'd like to say things got better for me right away at that point, or a few days after, but they really didn't, as far as my self-esteem was concerned. I ended up walking to class basically it was 2 miles one way, and that didn't include all the walking I did while I was on campus. So I was walking probably 5 miles a day minimum, and that was good. I mean, it was healthy. I did feel good. I love those fall nights that I remember. It was just dark, and it was still warm enough to be outside, but yet cold enough so you had to wear a jacket or sweatshirt. And I liked it. I felt like I was a traveler with my backpack of books, backpacking in Europe or something. And it felt good. I mean, that part did feel good. I just continue not to feel very good about myself. The next summer got a little better, and every summer after that did get better. And I just learned how to cope with that feeling that came around in August with school starting, with change. It's always change in the fall, whether it be the leaves. Going back to school, there always seems to be a change just in life during fall. Not only in the air, but there just seems to be this change in life. Some of you know it's been an interesting last couple weeks for me, where certain things have happened that have been a blessing in disguise. And I recognize the feeling that I have, the downness, the blues that I have, will pass. I can give a few more examples of this time of year being full of angst and depression. I can give even more examples of the fear of change and the unknown that comes with this time of year. In my youth, it may have been due to just starting with a new teacher, a new school, new classmates. How would I adjust to all of this? Would I be liked? And that's just it. Would I be liked? Would I be accepted? In later years, it was me as the teacher. And always wondering around this time of year if I forgot somehow how to teach. And if so, would the students overtake the classroom? It never happened. It never happened. Granted, some years were better than others, but I never did forget how to teach. I also remember it was around this time of year, 14 years ago, when Rachel and I dropped our oldest child, Miles, off for his first day of kindergarten. We knew he was nervous, but he was trying his best not to show it. The fact of the matter was, his parents were incredibly nervous as well. We walked with him to the playground to meet his teacher. I will never forget how, after we hugged him and wished him a good day, his teacher reached out to hold his hand, and they proceeded to walk towards the playground equipment so he could meet his new classmates. He accepted this, didn't really say much, didn't have a tear in his eye. He's like, yeah, this is just something I have to do. This is how he reacted as Rachel and I walked back to the vehicle, and we were both crying. This was the first big transition for him, and we were unsure of how well he would adjust. Luckily, he did very well. It was his first big step into independence and the beginning of his educational journey that's still continuing. These transition moments, as scary as they can be, are needed for us to grow, and I keep telling myself that, you know, putting myself out there, making myself feel vulnerable, that word. You know, how else can any of us grow if we're not making ourselves vulnerable? We need to put ourselves in a position where we do take a risk. I say that time and time again, and I know this. And when things don't go exactly the way we had hoped, yeah, you know what? It sucks. It sucks, but it's okay. Every day something happens that is stressful. whether it be a vehicle breaking down, a child's vehicle breaking down, a child being sick, a loved one being sick, parents not doing well health-wise, maybe a friend's going through a rough patch as well. You know, but in the end, somehow we're going to get through it all. And things will be just fine. It's scary. For all of us, these are times where we can use skills to cope with fear and to remember that all of us, especially young people that are going off to their next adventure in school or just next adventure in life, but all of us at any age can accomplish great and wonderful things. We've already accomplished great things and should take moments to really reflect on these moments. Knowing what we've accomplished is helpful for all of us as we approach the next chapters of our life, our lives. Whether we call it moving forward, taking the next step, or the next chapter, a changing environment is not easy. Change is never easy. However, if we recognize life's transitions as essential for our personal growth, we can channel anxiety into opportunities to shine. This coming weekend, tomorrow as a matter of fact, early, Rachel and I are bringing Miles to college. He took a gap year, and he's going to school a couple hours away. It'll be the first time he'll be far away from home for an extended period of time. He'll be on campus where he initially knows no one, and he'll have this new experience of being independent from the security of being around lifelong friends and family. He's not going to know anyone on campus. I'm sure he's nervous. But much like 14 years ago, he doesn't really openly appear to be showing it much. As we drop him off at his dorm room and walk back to the car, will we cry? Will he cry? Well, who knows? Who knows how the next few hours after we leave will go? What we do know is that he will still continue to grow and have the opportunities to achieve something very, very special that's unique to him. In taking the next steps, will mistakes be made? Will there be stumbles? Of course. I like to remind myself of the following Nelson Mandela quote often. In fact, I told myself this same very quote a couple times this week, as it's been a last couple weeks, I tell you that. Do not judge me by my successes. Judge me by how many times I fell down and got back up again. All of us have fallen down some, but most of us, the vast majority of us, have gotten back up again and have done something better because we fell down. The chapters of our lives is not to be perfect. If it were, how interesting would it be? If any of our chapters were perfect, how interesting would the story be? And if anything else, I want to be interesting. Do you? Every new chapter is an opportunity to turn the page and start a new story. That's some online quote that doesn't seem to have an author. Yeah. I do appreciate you listening. Thank you to those who are listening to the radio show from Belfast, WBFY 100.9, but many of you stream it. I'm not sure how many people actually listen to it live. You can listen to the live stream. And if you live in Belfast and maybe about 5 miles outside of town, you can hear it as well. I am bound to make my radio show the most popular radio show in Belfast. We'll see how that goes. Until next time, I love you all and take care.